Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
Dr. Haider Hassan is the first author of the evidence review on CHILMA treatment of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Hello, Dr. Hassan.
Hello.
Dr. Hassan, why we should not screen for CHILMA treatment?
Well, we shouldn't screen for child maltreatment for several reasons, the most important of which is that evidence shows that screening for child maltreatment leads to more harm than benefits.
But
why?
Yeah, exactly. Why? Because screening seems really an inoffensive procedure. What are the harms of screening?
The harms of screening are many. First, the first harm and the most significant one is the risk of mislabeling a child for being maltreatment. And this is due to the fact that the screening tools that we have at present have a very high false positive rate. What this means is that the screening tools have a positive predictive value that range from maybe 1.7 to 28%. What 1.7 means is that 1.7 children are rightly identified for maltreatment, and 99%, so it's 100 minus 1%, 99% of the children are wrongly mislabeled as being maltreated while they're not actually maltreated. And this is a very severe harm because it may lead to involvement in wrong involvement or undue or unnecessary involvement with youth protection, with legal procedures, wrongly mislabeling for child maltreatment and all the punitive, interventions that follow, unnecessary separation of child from family, so separation of child from parents, from siblings, and from the cultural transmission of their own, values. And this may make families very fearful of the health protection system, and thus they may access care less, thus affecting the family's general health.
So, well, then the evidence review, what is recommending is to be vigilant. Being vigilant of what? What are the kind of things that doctors should be vigilant of?
Doctors should be vigilant of any signs that may be related to child maltreatment. This could be, of course, any physical signs, so any physical bruises. It could be also family or social signs or symptoms in children, such as post-traumatic symptoms, anxiety, depressive symptoms, or significant fears. However, I need to add here that some maltreated children may not be symptomatic. And this is where the trust relationship and the rapport and the alliance between the physician and the family comes in place.
Yeah, because imagine that there are some risk factors that could make us think of taking some preventive action.
There are risk factors that may be associated to maltreatment. However, evidence shows that although risk factors generally may be identified as related to maltreatment, they do not necessarily apply in any given specific family. However, I will state the general risk factors that may make some families vulnerable. A very, very young age of the mother, so we're talking here about teenage mothers, mental health problems, drug or alcohol addiction problems, and of course, very difficult and harsh socioeconomic conditions. So very, very poor living conditions and significant social isolation.
And what is the intervention recommended in these cases?
The intervention that we recommend in this case, again based on evidence, is home visitation programs by a professional, not by a non-professional person. Professional could be the nurse, the social worker, psychologist, psychoeducator. And these programs offer individualized intervention that are tailored to each family's specific psychological, social, and integration needs. So in a sense, they significantly alleviate the family's stress and improve the family's living conditions so that they do significantly diminish the outcomes that may be associated to maltreatment, such as child injuries or child visits to the hospital or even actual maltreatment behaviors.
Dr. Hassan, thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome.
There are two key points to remember regarding child maltreatment. Number one, ethnic minority children, possibly including recently settled immigrants and/or refugees, are disproportionately overscreened, up to 8.7 times more likely, overreported for child maltreatment, up to 4 times more likely, and overrepresented, up to 1.77 times, among Child Protection Service clients. Number two, immigrant and refugee families may be particularly vulnerable to potential harms consequent to false positive screens. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.